Okay, what about some different kinds of beans you might grow in your garden?
You might grow some snap beans, pole beans, butter beans. I guess that's about all that I would probably grow in my garden.
Okay, now if you're going to give, you want to get the beans out of their pods by hand, you say you have to do what to them?
Yeah, you have to shell the beans.
Okay. Let's say if you wanted me to go to the store to get some lettuce, you'd say, how about going to the store and get me 2 heads
of lettuce?
Alright. Have you ever heard people use that word if they're talking about the number of children they have? Like they might say, I have 5 children.
5 heads of children, yeah.
Heard that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about this word? Say if a man has a good many children. 5 boys and 5 girls. You might say, oh, so-and-so just has a whole
bunch of children. Mm-hmm. Heap of children.
Okay. You ever hear the word tassel used that way?
Yes, I've heard that. He has a whole tassel of children.
Tassel of children.
I've never quite known what that meant. But.
Okay. It's an indeterminate large number. All right. What about the outside covering on an ear of corn? That's the...
Shuck.
Do you have a name for corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Yeah. Sweet corn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard anything else for that sweet corn?
Roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. And the part of the corn that grows right out the top of the stalk, that's the...
Tassel.
What about that stringy stuff that's on the ear?
Silk.
And this thing people use for... make a jack-o'-lantern out of it for Halloween.
Pumpkin.
Okay. What about different kinds of melons that grow around here?
Okay, well, watermelon, muskmelons, cantaloupes. I guess that's about all I can think of.
All right. And these things that might pop up in your yard overnight, they look like little umbrellas. You know, the
toadstools.
Okay. Another name for them?
They're not mushrooms.
What's the difference?
Well, a mushroom is edible.
Mm.
And most toadstools are poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One will kill you.
All right. And this phrase, say if a man has a very sore throat, he might not be able to eat a piece of steak because he can't
swallow.
Okay. Something that you might smoke. You might smoke either a
cigarette
or
cigar.
Okay. And this situation, say if there are some people at a party and someone starts playing the piano, a few folks might gather around and begin
to sing.
Okay. You say they were
singing.
All right, and if somebody tells a funny story, they might begin
to laugh.
Okay, they were
laughing.
All right. You hear people around here say so and so was a singing, so and so was a laughing at that joke.
Yes.
Again, do you think of a particular type of person who'd be likely to say that?
Well, I don't know. Usually older people, and usually. The whites use that more. Mm-hmm. You know, certain class of white people use that more than.
You say you hear that more from whites than you do blacks. Okay. All right. This expression: if somebody offers to do you a favor, let's say, you might say, "Well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be to you."
Don't want to be a bother to you.
Okay. Well, let's say something you might say to indicate if you didn't want to be indebted to somebody. I appreciate your offer, but I just don't want to be
obligated to you.
Say if somebody asks you about doing a certain job, if you are able to do it, you might say, well, sure, I do that for you.
I'll be happy to do that for you.
Okay.
I'll be glad to do that.